I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. We are at the Gateway Film Center, and we're heading into the fall movie season, John, where guys like me and you get all excited because we think we're going to see the most amazing movies of the year. Award season is considered later, November, December. So let's just focus on early fall, September,
yeah,
October, because there are plenty of great movies.
Yeah.
Or movies with potential, anyway, coming out.
I'm looking forward to seeing De Niro and Pfeiffer in The Family, which has to be about a mobster, and De Niro, nobody can play it better than he. And I'm suspecting this is comic overtones.
It looks to be a funny movie, right?
The schlock we know that's coming would have to be Vin Diesel in Riddick.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Good one.
It's ridiculous if you remotely are interested in this movie. You know what's interesting is Ron Howard is back.
Okay.
Ron Howard has directed Rush, which is a racing movie.
Yes, right.
You know, more than anything, just curious to see if Ron Howard is capable of making anything that's just not utterly bland.
All American. Yes,
just
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
This one is on my list, too.
All right, yeah.
Don John.
And as a director.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if I were a director, I'd pick Scarlett Johansson to co-star with me.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, indeed.
Of course, you'd be an idiot not to.
So,
Bodybuilding New Jersey, kind of Italian guy who is addicted to sex.
Thank you for sharing.
Similar topics. Yeah, thanks for sharing is about sex addicts.
Yeah, and that's Mark Ruffalo and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right, and it's directed by Stuart Blumberg, which is not a name that anybody's really excited about, but I am, because that guy directed The Kids Are All Right a couple of years ago, I thought was a phenomenal human movie. Really well reviewed at the time, but it's kind of gotten swept under the carpet.
Wasn't Ruffalo also in that one?
Mark Ruffalo was also in that movie.
Well, how can you go wrong with an old classic remade when Chloe Grace Moretz stars in it?
Yeah.
I love her from Kick-Ass.
Right. Kick-Ass is great.
So it seemed really appropriate to me that she'd be playing the starring role in Carrie.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. She exudes nothing creepy. She exudes nothing foreboding about
her. Let's just wait and see, because I thought she was terrific in that Kick-Ass, and she's coming back in Kick-Ass too.
Yeah,
and when
but
she
that's
comes
just
in,
fun.
Let's do a little more heavyweight than this.
Okay.
How about Gravity?
All right, now you jump to October. I didn't even get a chance to say that I wanted to see Prisoners with Hugh Jackman. Okay, October, Gravity.
Yeah, right.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Sandra Bullock. And George Clooney.
Yeah, in a space movie, like a Lost in Space.
This is where the two stars get your attention.
Right.
And the director, and you kind of are hoping for a whole lot.
You're hoping to get a couple of dynamic personalities in a closed space. I don't know. I have a sinking feeling that I want this movie to be great, but, you know, that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock in space just might be dreadful.
Well, he has done space before.
Clooney remade a Tarkovsky movie, Solaris.
The Solaris, good one. Yeah, excellent. Now, this is a month for stars, because Tom Hanks is starring in Captain Phillips.
Is this a Somali pirate movie?
Yeah, and in fact, I told you there was a documentary that came through the Gateway Film Center a short while ago that I really liked.
Sure.
Called The Hijacking.
One of the movies that you were talking about heavier films that I want to see is Bad Grandpa.
Oh, yes. Jackass series.
Yeah. So Johnny Knoxville, who made the Jackass films, a mini franchise, as it were, returns. Now, he's buried under old age latex makeup, and he's going around, and it's kind of like a Borat type of thing where they go and they get real reactions from people, from him and this kid acting extraordinarily inappropriately. Michael Fassbender is starring in two movies that month, 12 Years a Slave, and Fassbender is also starring in Ridley Scott's The Counselor.
Well, I'm glad to see Fassbender here. You know, sometimes you think, where are these people? Have they dropped out of sight? Well, you know what they've been doing? They've been making movies.
That's right. That's all they do.
It takes you a year to make a movie, at least.
So. The dream job of all dream jobs.
So we'll come back, and we'll look at what's happening later on in the fall.
Yeah, because those will be the movies contending for the big Oscar wins.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.